Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden's signature is all that's needed now to keep the nation from going into default. As NPR's Giles Snyder reports, the debt ceiling bill received final approval in the Senate late Thursday.
New Mexico Democratic Senator Ben Ray Lujan announced the vote tally.
The yeas are 63, the nays are 36. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
The Senate worked through a series of amendments late into the night, rejecting each of them before taking the final step, voting to send the House-passed bill to President Biden, who says he'll sign it as soon as possible, well before this Monday's deadline, the day the Treasury Department warned that the government would not be able to pay its bills if Congress failed. The agreement worked out between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy forces spending cuts and suspends the debt ceiling until after the next presidential election. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
President Biden delivered the commencement address at the U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs Thursday. Biden told the cadets to prepare for a change in the nature of combat itself. Colorado Public Radio's Dan Boyce has more.
Biden told the 919 graduates that advancements in technologies such as artificial intelligence and 3D printing are rapidly changing the military tactics of both the U.S. and its potential adversaries. In his half-hour address, Biden also acknowledged the class of 23 as the most diverse in the Academy's history, with the highest number of both female and minority graduates.
That's why we're strong. That's why we're who we are. That's why we'll never give up. That's why.
This year's class also includes the highest number of cadets selected to continue on to graduate school at 20%. For NPR News, I'm Dan Boyce in Colorado Springs.
Shareholders at Exxon and Chevron have rejected proposals to push the oil giants to reduce their impact on the climate. The votes were held during annual shareholder meetings this week. As NPR's Camille Domonoske reports, similar proposals got more support a few years ago when oil companies were struggling financially.
2 years ago, a climate group proposed that Chevron substantially reduce its emissions, including from the oil and gas it sells, and investors agreed. The measure passed. It was non-binding, but it sent a message. The message is different now. Last year, when the same group asked for specific emissions cuts, 33% support. This year, 10%. Chevron's board said cutting emissions from the oil and gas Chevron sells would not be in shareholders' interests, and, quote, nor should it be Chevron's responsibility. Similar measures failed at Exxon, too. Both Exxon and Chevron had record profits last year. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR News. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says it will limit reimbursements for the Alzheimer's drug Leqembi if the medication receives final approval from the Food and Drug Administration. CMS says reimbursements will be limited to Medicare patients seeing doctors who participate in the health agency's database. The decision would apply to all Alzheimer's treatments designed to reduce a protein that's linked to the disease. Leqembi received preliminary approval from the FDA in January for patients enrolled in clinical trials. A final FDA decision is expected in July. NATO is encouraging Turkey to pave the way for Sweden to join the alliance before its summit in July. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that helping Ukraine will also be a key topic at the gathering.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he compared notes with NATO allies at a meeting in Norway, and he expects that the alliance will have a strong package of support for Ukraine to announce at the NATO summit in Lithuania in July.
We're focused intensely on what we can do to strengthen even more the relationship between Ukraine and NATO, and to continue to bring Ukraine up to NATO standards, interoperability.
While in Norway, Blinken also announced that the U.S. will open a diplomatic post in Tromsø, Norway. It will be the only U.S. diplomatic mission above the Arctic Circle. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Again, U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading. Asia-Pacific markets are also higher, up nearly 4% in Hong Kong. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR.